here till midnight. Thank you for coming back. In John, the first chapter, in verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, that of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." You might be wondering, why this lesson tonight? Well, this lesson tonight is important because the error of this doctrine we're talking about strikes at the very heart of this passage I just quoted, especially verses 2 and 3, where it says, "And by Him, Jesus, were all things created, and without Him nothing was made that has been made." And yet the doctrine of macroevolution or neo-Darwinism provides a perceived alternative to creation, to where people can say, well, we don't need God now because we have evolution. In fact, notice this from the Free Inquiry magazine. The Atheist magazine says, "Evolution becomes the most potent weapon for destroying the Christian faith." And I hope that you can spread this around to your children and your grandchildren, your nephews, your nieces, anyone that has any purview of influence over children, to inoculate them against this doctrine, because I want to tell you in the beginning of this lesson what they are being taught in school. Now, it depends on what school district they're in or which school teacher they have, but the leading proponent for evolution being taught in school is the National Center for Science Education, run by Eugenie Scott here. Now, if you go to her website, you'll see instructions for teachers. And in these instructions, this is what she says you should teach regarding philosophical materialism. No gods, supernatural, no mystical powers, nothing but matter and energy. There is nothing else in the universe. And do you know what that does to the faith of some? Well, I can tell you from going across the country, I want to tell you about some of these young people that have lost their faith very briefly in the beginning. A friend of mine that I went to Bible college with studied evolution, and now he's an atheist. Instead of God as my co-pilot, now on Facebook he has science as my co-pilot. A young couple in the South went to college, and they studied evolution, and they both became atheists. And before the elders and parents knew it, they were working on her 16-year-old brother back in the church there. When I went and spoke at that church, I found two other young people that had lost their faith, and they were atheists, and they claimed their faith was in evolution. When I was a student at Auburn University, a Christian girl looked me in the eyes with tears and said, "What I've learned at this university has destroyed my faith." A young preacher that we knew when I was younger went to college, learned about evolution, and now he is an atheist until he took his life. There was a Christian college student in Oregon who went off to college. He came back home. They asked him to lead singing, and he said, "Sorry, I can't do that." And they said, "Why?" He said, "I don't believe in God anymore." They said, "What?" He said, "Yes, I learned about evolution. Now I know there's no need for God." When I was in Indiana, a family brought a homeschool child to me and said, "Can you help our son?" I said, "What's the problem?" They said, "He lost his faith in evolution." I said, "He's homeschooled. How did he do that?" They said, "By reading it on the internet." A man in South Carolina, when I was preaching there, came up to me with tears in his eyes, and he said, "I lost all three of my children to this doctrine." Our neighbor in Pennsylvania who didn't believe in God, we sat down and talked with him, and he said, "I believed in God till middle school when I learned about evolution, and then I realized God wasn't necessary." Two young Christians at Rutgers University both lost their faith because of evolution. A preacher from southeast Pennsylvania became an atheist and now believes in evolution. And recently I was put in touch with an unfaithful Christian from a college in Pennsylvania, and he believes in evolution and is an atheist. This doctrine has destroyed people's lives even as much as any other doctrine that has affected people. So I want to recommend a couple of books here. For people who don't believe in God or are atheists, these books are in the back. I want to recommend The Ultimate Proof of Creation by Jason Lyle. For general questions and answers on apologetics and evolution, there are four answers books. Now beware, there is some Calvinism and premillennialism in there, and I want to highly recommend the next two books. I think everyone who has children of middle school or high school age should get these two books. They're very cheap. Refuting Evolution, Parts 1 and 2 by Jonathan Sarfati, written very simply in a way that even a middle school student can read and understand. I think a fifth grader could read it and understand. Now, in this picture, we laugh at the group of fairy tale characters evolving out of the sea. However, we're going to talk tonight about a doctrine that is just as unscientific as this picture is. I want to give you a principle that will answer 90% of the questions of evolution. If you get this principle down, and many of you already know it, the microevolution maxim, you can answer 90% of all the evolutionary questions that people throw at you. The microevolutionary maxim says animals can change or vary within their kind. That's microevolution, but they cannot change outside their kind. Macroevolution. Okay, so when someone says evolution, you need to ask them, well, what kind of evolution are you talking about? Are you talking about pigeons changing into pigeons, changing into more pigeons? This is what Darwin saw. What kind of evolution is this? Microevolution. God created animals with a certain amount of plasticity where they could change for their environment in order to fit in. Long hair, short hair, dark fur, light fur. Darwin also saw finches, but a finch is a finch is a finch. This is microevolution. We see different types of cats. That's microevolution. We see different kinds of dogs. This is microevolution. And from last night,